This week's Young and Happy is brought to you by possibly my favorite brand I've ever even heard of or didn't even really know existed. But check this out. These people are delivering alcohol to your house. So if you were ever like wanting to get some alcohol, that includes beer, wine, liquor, whatever, and you were like, yo, I'm not really feeling like going to the store, they pretty much cut out the middleman on that, and they just bring alcohol to your house. I repeat, there's now, I don't know if this has been a thing before. It's completely new to me and my brain, which is exploding. Drizzly just brings alcohol to your house within an hour, 1 hour.
What? Like any brand?
We technically could order Drizzly right now at the beginning of the show, and then probably by the end of the show have alcohol.
That's insane.
Do we want to do
it? Yeah. Can
all right,
you?
Here, let's do this. All right, we're going to...
How do you...
All right, Producer Ben, I would like you to do me a favor, and I would like you to get us a... what do we want, a little six-pack?
Six-pack, maybe some... can you get a bottle of wine? I know you're a big wine
actually
guy.
Get a bottle of wine. Get a bottle of wine. Get a Cabernet. Let's see if this actually works. We'll have a report back. Get a Cabernet...
I've been on a Bordeaux kick. I don't know if you want to do a Bordeaux, but I guess I'm also...
I don't know a whole lot about wine. I just know I like Cabernet. That's why I go for it every time.
Okay, fair enough. I like that.
And plus, you're not going to get it because you're out in L.A.
That's true. Right, get this guy a Cabernet then.
All right, so right now, let's see what they're asking everyone else to do because we're going to do it. Here, let's read the... Okay, let's see here. Okay, you have to be 21 and up to order, which I am.
That makes sense, yeah.
We'll use our promo code. We have a promo code, YAH, Young and Happy. So
nice.
Drizzly.com, DRIZLY.com, Young and Happy promo code. It's YAH, and then they just deliver to our door. So, okay, get a bottle of wine, and let's see if we can get it by the end of the show. Is that cool, Ben? All right, Producer Ben's on that. And thank you for bringing
That's
us
incredible
episode.
Service.
That's incredible service, and this is Young and Happy.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Be glad from the wow way we be.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I was living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
You got no sauce, man. You're lost.
This is Young and Happy.
Hell yeah. We're in the mix.
No, that's two Z's. That's two Z's. He typed in one with two Z's, and it was a weed delivery service.
That's important for the.
That would be
our
funny. That would be funny to do too. Like we went to the wrong site and got a weed. Oops.
I'm real shocked that Ben found the weed place real fast.
He probably just like used his cookies and cash. Okay. All right, welcome to Young and Happy. It is week number 45,000. I have no idea how many weeks we've been doing this.
But it sounds good. That sounded good, 45,000.
That's why the show good, man. You put in 10,000 hours. Well, but, yeah. But if you put in 45,000, that's a hell of a show. Today is April the 6th. It is Thursday, April the 6th, and Roan is in L.A. How's L.A., Roanie?
It's sunny.
It's sunny and beautiful. It's perfect weather-wise.
That's awesome to hear. It's not... here in New York City.
But people's personalities are fake and terrible out here, and you at least get the real out in New York. So.
It's real. I don't know if it's different than terrible. It's real. Some people are nice. What I've realized about New York City is that a lot of people are always like, that New York attitude is so brash and it's so mean. I don't think New Yorkers are necessarily mean. I just think that everyone is like, you have to look out only for yourself, because if you don't, you're going to get like trampled. And I just mean like in the subway or if it's walking on the street, like even walking down the street, you're vulnerable. Like you got to look out for yourself, and you can't be.
You can't dawdle.
If you're being super nice and like letting people walk in front of you, you really might not move for like 35 minutes out on the streets.
Absolutely not. You'll get trampled. They'll take advantage of you. They won't even want to walk in front of you, but they'll see how much of a mental midget you are, and they'll just cut you off and walk circles around you.
Yeah, it's a huge meat measuring contest. New York City is.
Dude, a lot of meat measuring going on, but luckily for you. You did some meat measuring this week and proved to have the biggest stick as North Carolina just won a championship, bro. Congratulations.
I was about to say, is that your way of congratulating me?
Congratulate. That's incredible. I was with you guys
the entire time. You tweeted me that you didn't want me to win. You tweeted
what?
Me like, Caleb,
no.
I want you to win. But at the same time, I really don't because like,
no.
It's a part of me that's like it's a part of me that's really childish, immature, and I don't want you to win.
If you look back, I say I'm rooting for North Carolina definitively. I say that as a statement. So I think that I deserve as many congratulations as anyone. But how was it down there?
You deserve congratulations for what, Ron?
cheering along the squad. I was on board the entire time. But how was it down there? It was sick?
Yeah, so what I did was I was in I'll tell you a little bit more about this too, but I was in Mobile, Alabama this past weekend for a video. And so I went to Mobile Thursday night. I was there Friday, Saturday, and then Saturday night we were playing Oregon. Excuse me. And I texted Dave and I was like, "Yo, if Carolina wins tonight, is it okay if I change my flight from going back up to New York City, if I change to Chapel Hill and then just watch the game in Chapel Hill and then come back first thing Tuesday? I'll be at the office all day Tuesday." I scheduled my flight at 6 a.m. Well, of course, Dave doesn't text me back, doesn't ever text me back. So the next day I was like, "Yo, I got to make a decision on this. Like the flight was at 9 a.m. I was like, I got to make this call. I'm just going gut feeling here that you're going to be okay with me taking this day." I mean, like,
good gut feeling.
I mean,
he would want me to have fun.
To me, it's just like, yeah, kind of. It's like my team made it to the championship. Everybody at this office has a team. Like, we made it to the national championship. I don't have anything that's like, it'd be one thing if I had something here in the office that I really need to be doing. I am on the radio show every day. I'm very replaceable on the radio show. All I do is kind of just like throw in a comment or two. There's a lot of guys with valid comments or two that can throw in that. So I was like,
there are commenters here, yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of commenters. We got PFT. So I was like, "Do you mind if I go?" Didn't answer. Then I was like, "Well, listen, I got to make this decision. I'm going to go ahead and change my flight to Chapel Hill. I feel like you'll be okay with it." Kind of end of story. And then, because, in the handbook that they gave us, which I don't think anybody signed it in the employee handbook, because it was like,
I think most people did, but there was like a list that got sent back out of like, "Can you guys please sign it?" There was like six of us on it. You were on it too.
Oh, I didn't even get that email. I'm not signing it. There's a lot of stuff I don't agree to. Like, straight up. Like,
way to take a stand. Like, what?
I'm not trying to take a stand, but it's like, where does the ball stop? If you sign stuff that you don't, if you promise to do stuff that you're not going to do and you know from the jump you're not going to do, it's like, they can hold that against you somehow. They can
like
come
Apple,
back and hold that against you.
Like iTunes.
Shit. So I know. Okay, I'm not taking that big of a stand because you got to be really, really out here to read the whole thing. But I read the Barca one. I'm like, dude, this is – I don't do this stuff, and no one does this stuff. I'm not signing this. Dave didn't sign it.
What kind of stuff? What is it? What kind of stuff are you talking about?
No gambling. I gambled on the Carolina game. Everyone in the entire office gambles. I'm trying to think what else was on there. It was like –
So you don't think it's just part of life to have to sign stuff that you don't mean?
Listen, it is part of life, and there are people in some circumstances, including me in other circumstances, Apple contract, whatever, I have to sign that. I have to sign my Apple contract because I want to use the Apple product. But like, if my leader and boss, Dave, I say to him, I'm like, "Yo, what's up with this contract? Like, we're signing away our lives. Like, we're not going to do this stuff." And he tells me, "I'm not signing it." That's what they say. He's like, "Yo, you think I'm signing that thing?" I was like, "All right, well, if he's not signing it, I'm not signing it." Like,
I'm not signing it. I haven't signed it.
Rowan, you probably signed. Everyone who got hired since they started here signed the Chernin one when they got hired.
Not the handbook. That's not true. We did not sign the handbook.
But you didn't, because you didn't get hired in the office when they were with Chernin. Like, anyone who got hired.
I did sign something, but I didn't sign the new one that they
signed.
No,
yeah, you signed the Chernin handbook page by page, like exactly the same.
Oh, word. Yeah. There was this clause about moral turpitude in there, which I thought was an awesome word, turpitude.
What does it mean?
That, I think it's like you can't do anything that is in violation of moral turpitude. So like something
it was like
that's just
stupid
not
stuff like
morals.
No drinking in the office. I drink in the office all the time. All the
it's
time.
Like a
bar.
It's a destination.
We have a bar, an open bar in our office. How about this? If you want everybody to sign it, and in all respect to whoever made this up, because I'm sure they're like above me and could probably get me fired, just be reasonable. If you're going to put an open bar in our office and you know we drink and gamble there all the time, maybe just leave those parts out.
Or get everyone drunk and then have them sign it. And then, everyone's
and then just pop everybody for violations. All business Pete keeps a list every week of all the violations. It's like,
does he really?
Yeah, it's like stupid stuff. Like, you cannot watch any obscene pornography in the office. And like, part of our website, Barstool Sports, like every single morning, Trent posts a blog like boobs and coffee, and it's literally a porno scene.
Well, so, there's a porn star in the office.
And a porn star works for us. And she was naked downstairs yesterday, just running around naked. She was
running around naked?
Ben could tell you more. He was the one taking pictures of her.
Yeah, he's got a shit-eating grin on his face.
Yeah,
tell
what happened.
I was just conducting a photo shoot for the merch. And
yeah, right.
Got
this
a little crazy.
Fuck, catalog.
What was she doing? This is also Kira we're talking about, by the way. Works for us.
It was like KFC selling the Just Jerk Off bracelet. So it was like she was like covering her nipples with it and all sorts of things. Fuck? Glenny was involved.
The Just Jerk Off bracelets. Sometimes you just have to take a step back and realize that you work in a wild place right in there. That's pretty insane. So she's just running around naked? I don't understand.
On the business floor.
Why?
Content.
Fair enough. So, yeah, it would be tough to say
this
that
is
you're
the
not
place.
Watching pornography.
This is the world I live in. This is the world we live in. So why would I sign that? Especially if Dave's not signed it. Now, it's one thing if it's an Apple contract and they're like, listen, Caleb, you have to sign this or we're terminating you. Because the whole reason I'm not signing is like I don't want to sign up to be terminated if something like this happens.
Right.
Which it does every single day just about.
That's smart. So you I don't even know how the hell we got to that.
We're talking about
North Carolina.
Right. Well, I was just saying that in the handbook, which I didn't sign, it says that Barstool employees have as many vacation days as they need as long as it doesn't affect their work. There's like infinity.
So you agreed to that
days.
Part of the contract.
No, I didn't agree to any of that. I didn't sign, I know. But I'm just saying, like, if that's the attitude we have around here, I didn't think me taking one day after working a full weekend, like I worked Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I didn't think it'd be a huge deal for me to like go to Carolina where I went to school and like watch the North Carolina game.
When Penn State went to the Big Ten championship game, I flew out to Indianapolis to watch them play against Wisconsin.
Yeah, so
just for the Big Ten championship. That's not a national championship even, but right. It's just like.
So anyway, so it went on and it was fun. We went to it was raining in Chapel Hill. Like a lot of the destinations people watch in. People watch this place called He's Not Here. It's a great bar. It's like outdoors though. They had to refund a ton of bracelets. People watch a place called Bob's. It has a big deck people watch on. I don't think they refunded. I think they might have had like a tarp or something, but the rain kind of put a damper on the parade. But anyways, Dave texts me back like after I was basically already in Chapel Hill. He's like, well, what are you going to do while you're there? And I still was kind of – I thought I asked him – I didn't think it was like unclear what I was asking. I thought I was just kind of asking like, can I go for the game? And he was like, what are you going to do while you're there? So I was like, well, I can do Snapchat and Instagram stories if you want me to. Because it's going to be pretty crazy, and if we win or lose, there's going to be pretty wild reactions. I mean, obviously, especially if we win. And I was like, also, I'm going to get some T-shirts ready. So,
did he say yes? That's okay, or just once again didn't respond?
Didn't respond. So the next day is Monday, championship game day. Saw a bunch of my guys. Used to be friends with, still I am friends with. We hung out, and then you know, at like 3 o'clock that day, I texted Gaz, and I was like, yo, what's up, man? I'm down here in Chapel Hill. Do you want me to take over Instagram story tonight and Snapchat story? He's like, you can take Snap, which I was kind of pissed. I want to take Instagram story.
why were you pissed?
I mean, Instagram story is so much better than Snapchat, bro. Instagram.
Speak on it. Tell the people why.
Instagram cucks Snap straight up.
Damn.
You don't
fully?
Think so?
I don't know. I was terrible at Snapchat. I'm still like trying to try it. I don't know.
I don't really do Snap because I feel like I just do the same stuff all the time. People are not going to want to see me like running around the office. I don't know. I don't lean either way with it, but Instagram has I'm already on Instagram all the time, and then the way they have the story set up, it's just like at the very top of the screen. And I don't know if they have some type of algorithm, but it seems like the ones that are at the very top of my screen are always people I'm interested in. It's not like just random people.
And who are they?
Like, okay, I just pulled it up right now.
And I just wanted to see if we can get any dirt by seeing who you're interested in.
I mean, it's just people I'm interested in. Mostly, like, celebrities. I have a few friends. Like, right now, we have the very first story is Mike Studd. Also, Kira is the second story. Chainsmokers. And I have a couple friends who people won't know. But just people that I'm, like, generally interested in watching what they're doing. And
I didn't know you're interested in Asa Akira. Wow, that is pretty juicy.
I should have included her in my friends thing, huh? And then, no, bro, but then you just scroll through, the quality's better. Like, I'm watching Sierra Skies right now. I don't know if you can see that. It's definitely not as audio.
Who's Sierra Sky?
She's a model. She's in my Snap story. So, anyways, they just do a better job. And there's more features. The quality's clear. It's faster. It doesn't take long to load. Like, my Snap, I have to let it load. I have to click it, wait a second for it to load, then watch it. Click it, wait a second for it to load, then watch it. This, seamlessly just goes through. And also you can tag people. So my plan was I was going to be in Chapel Hill and I was going to snap stuff. And every once in a while I was going to throw in my little tag of my name. Like, yo, well, it's me at Caleb Presley. And then before you know it, this is good for the brand. It's just good for the brand.
Yeah.
Anyways, got shut down by gas.
Give it to you?
Got shut down by gas.
Why? What is he doing for? He's working on his brand.
Yeah. Yes, working on his brand. So, anyways, did snap, and then we won the game. I mean, I don't have much to add about the game. A lot of people.
Were you liquored up during the game? Obviously.
Yeah.
I had my friends texting me, being like, "Yo, Caleb's your boy. Caleb's lit up right now."
How? How'd they know?
Because you're on the snap on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, dude, it's just because it's because the game was a 9:30 tip Eastern time.
So you have a lot of time to drink.
Well, it's National Championship Day. It's like a holiday in Chapel Hill. And so I even held off. Like, people were like waking up drinking, that type of attitude. I held off until like 4 or 5 is when I took my first drink. And I was drinking casually until probably like 7:30, like a couple beers, like probably like 1 or 2 beers an hour. And then the pregame for the game started like 7:30, and then by the time tip is like everything's moving real fast, and so I don't have a lot of key
memories.
Insights. Yeah,
is that your first championship that you experienced down there?
No, I watched it last year. There we lost, same place.
No, but I mean that you've experienced winning.
Yeah, the last one we won was the 2009. So I was still a sophomore in high school.
That's great. So I mean, what did it live up to your expectations? Was it like the release you wanted, or you were just too boozed up
I wasn't that boozed up. I was just like, I was just in the phase of like not really caring that much about play by play, like more of just like, that was good, that was bad. Cheering, does that make sense? I was basically watching the game. No offense, girls. I was watching a game like a stereotypical girl would watch it. Like, oh, we scored! Oh,
I like the guy in blue.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, which side are we rooting for?
Yes, that's exactly how I was watching it. I was also doing the other part about, I told Dave I would get shirts. So I'm like working with this artist who I've worked with before on making shirts. I think he's really talented, but he had sent me back a draft, and I told him I commissioned him to do this Saturday night. And I knew it, told him the idea, sent him reference images. And what I wanted was Roy Williams' face. And kind of, he's got that old man country charm, kind of like that face. And I wanted, and he always says dadgum.
Like, sell lemonade. Yeah.
Yeah. And he always says dadgum. It's like a thing. So I wanted him to say dadgum national champions under it. And the shirt's actually out there. You can buy it now. But whenever I first received the rough cut of it, I was like, he just looked kind of creepy. Like, Roy just looked a little bit off. Like, yeah, like his eyes were kind of weird, and he looked kind of like a creepy old grandpa, like might be at a park with free candy. And so I was just like,
selling lemonade with roofies in it.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like sending back notes to this artist, and he's like, he's in class, and he's like trying to get it back to me. I've already paid him because, you know, you got to pay artists nowadays. And it's like,
damn.
Yeah, so I'm like trying to work on this shirt during the game, and then our in-house people are also working on shirts, and then I got to get them approved, and then, you know, a bunch of them come back. It's like, well, you can't do that. It's illegal. You can't have the trophy in it. We're going to get sued if we have a trophy in it. So, you know, a couple shirts go out the window. Then you finally get the final product back of the shirt you want, and just working on all that while being pretty intoxicated, and then like in the mix of like a bunch of my friends who are like have no concept of reality at all, and so on and so forth. We finally win the game. We won the game, and we rushed Franklin. That's like the thing you do. I had never done it before.
Main street down there?
Yeah, it's like just the main drag.
It's the riot spot.
The riot spot. And we
every college has like a riot street.
What's Penn State's?
Pew Street. Or I guess Beaver. Beaver and College are like the ones that go down it, but Pew Street's the cross street.
Yeah.
Riot hard there.
Yeah. I mean,
how's the riot?
Was the first
couches?
One. Yo, they riot every time we beat Duke or win a national championship. That's the two times you riot. In my career at Carolina, 4 years, I never saw us beat Duke.
No way.
We won, I think, in that 4 years. You play twice a year, 8 games. I think we won. I think we were 1-8, and the one time we won, I was out of the country. I was in Edinburgh. So I never rioted before, never seen it. And obviously, it's a little bit on steroids for the national championship.
What did you burn couches or what?
Ran down there, just kind of got in the mix. People were going crazy. I was trying to get some snaps, still intoxicated at this point, more so. Trying to get snaps, trying to just make sure I covered it. So, like, went and saw the fire and stuff. people were lighting fires on the streets. People were setting off fireworks. People hanging from the signs. Topo, which is like the number one restaurant in Chapel Hill, or like the centerpiece of Chapel Hill. People were like doing wild stuff up there, like putting their lives in danger, like crawling off the top of it. It's a pretty high building. Like, there was a lot of dangerous stuff going on. People were hanging from light posts. And so I was just like taking it all in, taking pictures. I recognized a lot of my friends out there. A lot of people, you know, a lot of fans were out there too. So just kind of taking
that's a big moment for you. See the crowd. See, you're like the prodigal son coming back to North Carolina. So people can celebrate you just as much.
You know what? You'd be surprised how quickly a national championship will overshadow you. So no, it was really cool. And it was like, I was writing a blog about it earlier today, which I'm going to try to get up tonight, but basically just how surreal it was, because in my time at Chapel Hill, that's what I signed up for. Like, that's Carolina that everyone knows. Like, it's like championships. Like, when I was coming out of school, it was like they won in 05, they won in 09. The football team was preseason top 10, had such a pristine reputation. And just coming from North Carolina, that's the school. And that's what I signed up for. And I was there for 4 years, and it was very, as I wrote in my blog, it was like asterisked and marred by scandal and unsuccess. I mean, like, unsuccessful moments. Like, my freshman year, we had Kendall Marshall. He had a hand injury, went down. We lost, I think, Kentucky. And we were supposed to win the national championship that year. Then my sophomore year, we won the ACC Coastal in football, but we couldn't go because we had an NCAA bowl ban, so we couldn't even play for the championship. And then, you know, going forward, like, we finally did have a good team and we in football, and then we went to the ACC championship and against Clemson, the onside kick at the end of the game, they made an offsides call on the onside kick. We recovered it. We would have got the ball for a chance to win the game with like a minute left, and they called offsides, and we didn't get the ball, and it wasn't. Like, you could go back and watch it, which was a very bad call. So that got kind of taken from us. And then that same year, we lost to Villanova, your guys, in the national championship on a buzzer beater. So it's like, it was just like, I had signed up.
You sound like Tex right now.
I know. So I signed up for one thing. Exactly. We kind of did while I was there. I mean, by NCAA and by things we had done to ourselves, and by, I mean, just in every single way you can imagine. But it's like, I signed up for what I got to experience Monday night. And so even though I'm not in school there anymore, being there with my friends who I was in school with, it did feel like I was still in school there. And just getting to riot, and I mean, I'm not really a rioter guy. I wasn't trying to actually cause trouble, but I was taking it all in, and it was surreal. That was the only way to describe it. I was sitting there, I'm like, wow, this is like Chapel Hill that I signed up for, and this is like what I thought I was going to get, and I finally got it. So it was super duper cool. It was super duper
That's
cool.
Incredible.
My flight was at 6 a.m.
Well, yo, I you have to tell me what it was like getting back to Barstool, and also what the fuck Dave said, because from what I hear, he's pissed off at you. But I got to hit this ad read real quick. So buying a razor is a lot like buying a car. To get a smooth luxury quality, you have to pay a huge price, and you're mostly paying for splashy marketing and features that you don't actually need. So that's why I decided to shave with DollarShaveClub.com. It's a smarter choice, luxury quality at an economy price. Dollar Shave Club razors are amazing quality. They've got the shave tech that I actually need, and none of the overpriced gimmicks that I don't ever use. I just saw an ad for like a Razor Monopoly's newest razor. Like, have you seen it? It's 24 blades, swivel pivot, fucking robo razor, laser pointers. Fucking, it's ridiculous. It's over the top. But every year, they make the tiny changes at Dollar Shave Club to the razor that you need. And then they try and, well, the other guys try and convince you that it's totally new and where you have to spend more. But we're done with that, you know? Over at Dollar Shave Club, we're going to make the smarter choice. You know, we're going to make sure that we're doing what we need for our faces. It's important to take care of your face because people see that shit every day. So if you haven't tried Dollar Shave Club yet, you're missing out. And there's never been a better time to give them a shot. Right now, you can get your first month of any of their amazing razors for only $1, including free shipping. After that, it's just a few bucks a month. Not a lot of money to spend to not look like a fucking werewolf. There's no long-term commitments, no hidden fees, and you can cancel whenever you want. So get your first month for just $1 at DollarShaveClub.com/yah, Y-A-H. That's DollarShaveClub.com/yah.
Yo, can I say something about this too? Yeah. I personally don't shave a ton. I'm going to go on the record and say that. I know Roan does, though. Mm-hmm. if you do like this show, please support that. Like, if it's Get the Dollar Shave Club thing, I mean, this is a free show, and so it's, you know, you can just download it on iTunes. You don't have to do anything, and we appreciate everyone listening, and we love doing it, and I'm really looking forward to Rome coming back home so we can really blow it out and make it as good as it can possibly be. It's a little difficult when we're never together, but if you do like the show, like, yo, do that. It supports. It's, you get a discount on some razors. They're obviously, it's a very famous razor company. Like, they obviously have a good product. You get a deal on it, and it helps us. It helps us. And if you use our code, like, that really, I mean, that's what puts us in business and allows us to do this show. And we want to blow it up and make it really good. But we actually really would appreciate it if you guys would use that promo code, $1 shave. Was it? Can you say the promo code again?
DollarShaveClub.com/YAH
Yeah.
So simple.
So simple. And me and Ron would really appreciate it.
Hey, guys. It's Tom Hanks. I was in such films as Forrest Gump and Big. You're listening to Young and Happy with my friends Caleb and Roan.
So you get back to New York at 6 in the morning from North Carolina. This is on Tuesday.
Yeah, so my flight's at 6. I do want to say something, though. So I partied through the whole night. Didn't go to sleep. Made it to the airport.
Sick.
Made my flight.
Savage.
Boom, boom. Savage. Made it to the airport 4:30. No problem. Not a big deal. I want to say this, though. Did you know? I just found this out. Ben, our producer, just pulled this up. Do you know that Ben has been in jail for 5 days for inciting a riot?
What?
Conspiracy to incite a riot.
Not a conspiracy, so that he was in jail. He was,
that's so West Virginia, bro.
Old Dominion. Old Dominion University.
What were you doing?
Where is that? Indiana? Where is it? Old Dominion?
Norfolk, Virginia. I was filming a college party. It was.
But like, what were you doing? Like, they're not going to put you in jail for filming.
Party leaked into the street. The guy running the social media account for the company I was working for was, like, tweeting, like, riot, riot, selling T-shirts, like, ODU riot. And then, like, we were there for two more nights, found out which party we were at, arrested me leaving the party, gave me 3 felony charges for a conspiracy to incite a riot, and then...
But y'all were, it sounds like, kind of. No offense.
You made T-shirts that said riot on them.
The guy running the company
riot,
made
riot,
the T-shirt.
Buy a T-shirt, riot, now.
Yeah, the guy running the company made the T-shirts. Riot. Sold them. I was the one on the ground at the place. And then it was like
the fall guy.
The second day I was in there when I was supposed to have court was Martin Luther King Day, so court was canceled. Then I got denied bond the second day. And then the day after that, it snowed in Virginia and they canceled court.
What happened
court.
To free at last, man? You can't get free at last on Mark.
I got free eventually. I got arrested Sunday night, got out Thursday afternoon.
That's how I was jail.
It was an experience. It was fucking weird.
Like what
can
was
you give
it?
Us
Did
a
you,
highlight
like,
and the low light of jail?
Low light's just being in a fucking cell with like 30 people and then like not knowing if you're going to get out and then like having to deal with the phones and calling people. But like
what
highlight was definitely I got arrested at like 7 a.m. and I got woken up or I got into the cell at 7 a.m. and I got woken up by someone like, yo, are you the riot guy? And I was like, why? He was like, you're on the news. And it had like my mugshot on there. I was like, all right, I got a little street cred in here now.
Damn, you're cool. Riot guy?
I was the riot
guy. Riot guy Ben?
Yeah.
I didn't know a fucking riot guy Ben.
Charges were dropped though, so I'm free.
That's the best thing that can happen. You still get like now our Young and Happy has street cred.
Yeah,
and
Google me. You'll see.
Ben Fredette, riot guy.
See my mugshot up there?
Yo, that's incredible, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. It was a big moment for me.
But you got to say, like, you did incite that riot.
Allegedly. And charges were dropped.
Charges are already dropped. They can't pull the charges back up.
I should have brought riot guy Ben with me to North Carolina. We could have really torn it down.
Yep.
Yeah, and if you need a fall guy, you know that he's a perfect fall guy.
Well, that actually is a perfect segue because that's what Dave got mad at me for. He's mad that I didn't make content. He's like, you didn't make any content while you were there. You didn't. I got back. I was on the 6 a.m. flight, whatever, back at 8. Try to do the old, like, I have 1 hour to nap, and then I'm going to go to work. Didn't work for me. Slept for like 3.5 hours on accident. Finally got into work for radio at 12 o'clock. Walk in. It's Dave, KFC, and they just look at me like, the way he was looking at me, I knew I was in trouble for something. And I thought they were going to be like, oh, there he is, big UNC guy, big party guy, whatever, because I hadn't showered and brushed my teeth, nothing. But they were like, Dave was like, actually, he was like upset at me for not making, like, I don't know exactly what it was. He wanted me to make a video or cover it or do Man on the Street or something. And he got he was like mad. And I was like, the thing I just didn't understand about it is like, I do understand the perspective of like you, of making something while you're there, like with Barstool Sports, and I work there, and I, across the board, it makes very good sense that I would do something like that. But like, it was just never talked about. You know what I'm saying?
You should have just made a video out of your Snapchat story like they did for Dave's birthday party.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's the other thing about when you're arguing with your boss is like, I even said, I was like, you know what, like I'm pretty happy with like where I'm at with this right now. Like I can tell you're kind of mad, but like I don't feel like it's going to be super detrimental to me going forward. So like I'm not going to really try to pop off with like counterpoints.
That's definitely smart, yeah. I counterpoint too much when I argue, which is, it's tough.
You just got to know where you're at. Like, if you're in the doghouse and you need to get back out, then you got to counterpoint some. But I was just like, all right, man. But the thing is, I just never said, like, I was like taking a personal day. I never said, like, yo, I want to go down here and make this video and do Man on the Street. And I was just like, yo, do you mind if I go down to Chapel Hill? Do you mind if I change my flight, and mind if I go down Chapel
Hill? So how did he explain having texted you and you asking about the Snapchat and everything?
It just blew it off. He's like, yeah, well, sorry. It was Saturday night when you texted me. It was like 6:30 on Saturday night. He's like, Saturday night, I'm sorry, I was doing stuff. And I was like, all right, but all right. So he like got mad. I don't know, bro. Like at the end of the day, I don't regret. I always want to do what's right for the company and what's right for the Barstool brand. I didn't think I was doing anything wrong at the time. If I would have known the information I know now, would I have done it differently? Yes, I would have probably made a video. However, I thought I was asking to take a day, and I thought I got approved for the day.
Yeah, I guess he just sees it all as opportunities missed. But he was pissed off at you? Like, what? Are you walking around? Like, and was KFC pissed off at you?
No, I think KFC understood. The thing is like, in my mind, when I think of what my job is, I don't really see, and I know like it could be a great lane and opportunity for me, but it's just like I don't really have like that drive to do it. Is like be the Tar Heels blogger, like
yeah, that's tough, that's exhausting.
Like I'm gonna cover the Tar Heels and every move they make, and it's like it's just not where my heart's at and where my brain's at. And some people would say the counterpoint, which is very valid, is, yo, bro, it doesn't matter where your heart and brain are at, just do what needs to be done and get it done. This is a job. But I do think that I have, if you look at opportunity costs and value I could add other places, I do think you only have so much energy at the end of the day. I believe this. You have a certain amount of energy, and you can put that energy into projects. You can put that energy into your job. You can put that energy into what you want to eat that night. You can put it into being a negative person in relationships. But you only have so much energy, a pool of energy, and it's very important where you put it. And that would take a lot of my energy if I wanted to be a Tar Heels blogger and reporter. And I think I could do a good job at it. I think people would appreciate it. I think it would help build the brand for Barstool. But I truly believe, like in my heart of hearts, that if I put that same energy and I can figure out something that I'm really driven to do and I want to do and I'm passionate about and put that energy there, it's not only going to be better for myself, but it's going to be better for Barstool. It's going to be better for Dave. It's going to be better for everybody involved, because if I'm using my energy in a place where I want it, and I'm not talking about taking it and putting it in like, you know, something that has nothing to do with Barstool. I mean something for work, but something I don't.
You want to build something.
I want to
build
something.
You're trying to build something.
Yeah, I'm trying to build something for myself,
nice.
And something unique. And
a vehicle, a vessel for yourself.
Right, a new
vehicle. You want to build your own boat.
I want to build a boat.
Not literally.
Nah, you know, maybe I'll build a boat, Noah's Ark. I don't know. I've never. And that's the thing is, I don't think at the end of the day, Dave's really going to hate me for that, because when I got signed on with Barstool, I told him I had absolutely zero zilch interest in being a blogger. I just don't. There's nothing wrong with it. I love the Barstool blog. I love reading about the other guys' teams, but as far as what I'm doing, it's just not something that I feel like I would. It's just not. I honestly, like, I get other people when they're very practical about it and they're like, it doesn't matter what you want to do, you have to do this because it's what's best for the company. But to be completely freaking honest with
that.
You, yeah, I kind of feel that way. And people are like, that's entitled, you're being a millennial. It's like, well, you know what, sorry bro, but that's really how I feel. Like, I really feel like I can add a lot of value to this company doing other things, and if I didn't feel that, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't. But like, I'm just not a. I'm not like a Tar Heels team dick rider. I'm not. excuse my language, I guess, to Tar Heel fans, but I love the Tar Heels.
We're on video right now. That is a dope shirt you're wearing right now.
Do you know what it is? You don't know what it is. I'm wearing an Africa shirt, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, is it? Cool.
It's a Carolina Panthers 2016 Super Bowl championship shirt.
Oh, nice. Okay. I thought it was a Carolina...
Tar Heels?
Tar Heels, yeah.
No, it's Cam Newton. Cam Newton ripping open his shirt like he used to do the Superman, and inside of it is the Charlotte skyline with a...
I'll be honest. It's very shaped like a vagina. It's extremely shaped like a vagina.
That's a wide vagina, boy.
He's ripping it open. There's literally two hands clawing at it like they're getting out of the abyss.
That would be like a childbirthing vagina.
It looks like he's giving birth to the Super Bowl on your shirt. He looks like he's giving birth to the Super Bowl trophy.
This would be like a 10-inch dilated vagina.
Yeah, very dilated vagina. Beautifully dilated vagina. Actually, I can share a story from working out here, speaking of dilated vaginas. James Vanderbeek came on this rap battle show. He did amazing. I can't tell you who he went up against yet. From Dawson's Creek, from why is that movie? Varsity Blues. But he also, right after his rap battle, he came and there was another rapper who was a coach, and he came out and he had a half hour conversation about home birth and giving birth to a baby in a bathtub with this rapper coach. It was a beautiful conversation
to
witness.
Wait. Who had the conversation with who?
James Vanderbeek and a rapper named Murs had a conversation about giving birth in a bathtub for half an hour after he did a battle rap. That's my little Hollywood story of the week. That's my name drop story of the week.
Was there any like tidbits that maybe our listeners should know about?
You don't want to get into the tub too early because it'll slow everything down. It'll take it a little bit longer. So you just want to get into the tub right when you're ready.
Were you there when your daughter was born?
I couldn't be. I was in jail for starting a riot, unfortunately. You can't win them all. But yo, so you said earlier that you were in Mobile earlier in the week?
Yeah, yeah. So but yeah, Caroline won. Dave got mad, blah blah blah. I did go to Mobile before that.
What are you doing at Mobile?
Well, okay, so I kind of want to keep it a secret a little bit because I want people to watch the video. It's a video, and I want people to watch it when it comes out. But I'm just going to say that I have a really good app idea, and it's called Just the Tip. And if anyone's ever seen it before, I mean, seen the NASCAR video when I was at NASCAR Media Day before the Daytona 500.
Right.
I was trying to interview Jeffrey Earnhardt, who's like nephew of Dale Earnhardt, and he's a NASCAR driver. And I was trying to interview him, but then like I just had this sensation take over me that I needed to pitch him my app idea because he just seemed like someone that would be down to ride and maybe fund. And I don't know if it was because of the Earnhardt last name. I was like, this guy's got cash, or just that the vibes smart. He was giving. So like during the interview, I kind of just pitched him my app idea to see if he would come aboard and be a supporter. And I got him to shake on my initial investment. So even though it's kind of in beta, Just the Tip took off as an app idea. And so, you know, just for a quick wrap up for anyone who hadn't seen it, it's basically a tipping service that you can tip like people in the service industry, such as like bellmen and doormen and people who carry your bags, but you don't have any cash. So it's like, I don't got any cash, but I still want to tip you. It's all love, but, you know, I'm going to have to throw you this Just the Tip tip. And so I just like to say, dude, Just a Tip just for a second, just see how it feels. And that's how you download it. It just takes a second. You can just see if you like it and you can delete it. But that was my idea. And this week, what?
That idea, like, do you own that idea?
I mean, I own it in my mind.
You got it. That's going to be someone's going to do that.
Yeah, me.
Like
just
whether
the tip.
They know. Yeah, bro, you better fucking do that and don't play around before you find out that you just got like beaten by the fucking Mark Zuckerberg on some shit. Like you'll get Winklevossed. Like don't let your idea slip out from under your fingertips because that's a brilliant idea.
Okay, so that's exactly what I was thinking too. So this past weekend I went to Mobile, Alabama to a startup convention and I pitched my idea.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Dude, wait. You got to make sure, protect yourself, man. You got
to
own this idea.
I mean,
it could be great for subway performers. You know how Hank always fucking says that subway performers should put their fucking Venmo on t-shirts as they're dancing? Like, if these guys put their just the tip on their shirts, they could fucking get tips. And people will download this just because it's funny and fun to say.
Yeah, well, I got the domain name, justthetip.technology.
Oh, man.
Because it's a technology app.
The coveted dot technology.
I could have got the .com, but I was like, nah, bro, this is technology.
The .com was available.
Yeah. So I'm building out just the tip technology. I don't want to give away too much information, man, because I want people to see the video. But I went to Mobile, and you know, I went to the startup convention, and I just laid it out all on the line, and I'll let you guys figure out how it went. But that video will probably come out next week. But the story I was going to tell you from Mobile is there's one thing we needed an actress for this one part. I don't even know if I want to say this.
Say it.
We needed a stand.
I kind of feel like I know where this is even going. Should I guess or you want to just tell? Tell me before I guess.
Let me tell you the context and then you guess. We just needed, okay, so like we're filming all this thing, but we needed a stand-in for a position. We needed a stand-in for a certain part of the video. Now you can guess.
You went to backpages.com. You wound up with a hooker. There's no casting agencies in Mobile, Alabama, except for the ones that a pimp named Leroy runs.
Did I already tell you about this?
No. You know, you had to talk to Leroy or what?
Oh, man. Okay, first of all, disclaimer. I am not calling this girl a hooker because I do not know what she does for her living. All I know is that she's an actress.
She works for hire.
She's listed on Craigslist.
She has an hourly rate.
She works on Craigslist and she works for an hourly rate. And that's, I do not know anything else about her. I do not. I'm going to tell you the facts of this story. And that's it. I just thought they were funny facts. So I go out on Craigslist. I just realized that there was going to be some. I was going to need somebody to help me with my idea, just a tip. And so I put an ad out on Craigslist
just the tip.
No, I didn't. No, I made it very professional because I'm aware of what goes down on Craigslist. Very aware. So instead of I didn't even go to like men seeking women or women seeking women. I went to.
Oh, you didn't even do that.
I mean, that's obviously like where hookers and stuff go down. I went to the talent part of Craigslist, and it said
that's also where the hookers go down.
And it said gigs. Like, what else
could
I say?
That's also where the hookers
go down. Listed, I said Barstool Sports short film, extra needed, and I said the hourly rate.
Oh, man.
Hourly rate, Barstool Sports. I wrote a very professional thing. We need a stand in extra for, you know, the help with the idea. Didn't say just the tip. And I said, you know, here's the rate. And it's hourly. I knew it was only going to take 1 hour, but I said at
how was the rate?
I thought it was very fair. I don't know if I don't want to say it because I'm not sure if I'm like allowed. I don't want to get in trouble for something stupid. I always get in trouble for
stupid. I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out how
150 bucks.
How so? That's a pretty good for a hooker. That's like she 150 she's, bucks. She's like that's a good deal.
150 bucks an hour, for 1 to 3 hours. I knew it was going to take 1 hour, so I knew I was going to max out 150. But I wanted the person to be like, oh, maybe this will be like a $350 or what, $450 gig. So put it out there
and catfished them, got a bait and switched them.
And but the thing was, this is, oh man, I don't know if I want to talk about this.
You have to.
I mean, I do, but I also want people to watch the video. How about this? I'm just going to say it, and then people that listen to Young and Happy will be like, oh, I knew this was coming. That's, I don't know. Fuck.
No, you say that. You say that. It will make me want to watch the video. I'm dying to watch the video now.
Okay, I'm gonna say it, but this is just for Young and Happy listeners because I love you guys. Because I really don't want to say this because it's gonna like take away part of the video. But the scene that I needed her for was I needed someone to like I was coming off a bender, and like I needed to like wake up in a hotel room with a random girl. And I needed her to be like, look like she just woke up from a night. So it needed to be like she needed to be in her night clothes, right? You know what I'm saying?
And so yeah, we're talking undergarments, folks.
Yeah, so but the thing is I didn't want her to be uncomfortable with that. Like I didn't want to hire some person to come out and then be like, "Yo, by the way, we're in this random budget inn in Mobile, Alabama. I'm going to need you to get undressed now." So on the phone I was like, "Yo, this is the scene. This is what's going on. But like it's only going to make sense if you're like in whatever you would wear to sleep. It doesn't have to be any crazy. You can cover up. Like we're not asking anything crazy. No nudity, anything like that. But just there will be you can't just wear regular clothes." And she said, "Okay, it's cool. And so
I'm dying to know what she looked like.
Yeah, how about that? That's the hook. You got to watch the video to see who it is.
I really am dying to know what she looked like. Did she look like a cheap prostitute from Alabama? Or did she look like
Can I also make another disclaimer, mid-story disclaimer? I have no idea what this girl does for a living. And to put prostitute on anyone just because they took up a Craigslist ad is unfair. So I do not put that on her. But the rest of the story. So I tell her that she's okay with it. She's very okay. Actually, I didn't even tell her. I was too nervous to talk on the phone. So I had John, who was shooting it, tell her. And I was like, I don't know how to phrase it, just like you'd say it. And so he told her that.
Shout out John Kelly.
Shout out John Kelly, my guy. And so anyways, the next day we show up to the budget inn. And we get there. She's there. And she's there in like a BMW. And she's got a guy driving her.
Leroy.
And you got a guy driving her. And she's in a car with this guy. And then so I get up and I go. And I go and I talk to her. And I was like, "Hey, you know, we're ready. We're already set up in this room up here, room 150, in the corner, top corner. If you can just come up whenever you want." So we're waiting on her, and this is like, this budget is like a crap. Have you ever seen like the documentaries about like drugs in San Francisco? What is that alley called? I forget what it's. There's a place in San Francisco that's like a very, very bad place.
Skid Row in Los Angeles maybe is similar?
Yeah, it's similar to – but is Skid Row in Los Angeles?
Yeah, Skid Row is terrible.
Okay, so something – it's exactly like that, but I watched a documentary about one in San Francisco. Anyways, but
– dope.
It's just people doing drugs. They're literally addicted to drugs. They're shooting up. They are – and then they shoot up. They stay in the hotel room. They come out when they need drugs. There's drug dealers there. It's like basically you don't have to – it's a drug complex. You don't have to ever leave. It's a sad, sad place.
And that's where you had this girl going to?
Bro, I didn't know it was going to be like that, but I go
it's
in –
it's a hooker motel.
I went in there, man, and it was really – it was like junkies outside on the street. And when I was waiting – we were up – me and John Kelly up in this room waiting on the girl to walk up. And
– was there indoor hallways or outdoor hallways?
Outdoor.
Oh, man.
It's
that's
a budget
all you need
it's
to
enclosed.
Know.
It's like a compound. It's like a – you got to go through a little entrance to get in there, and then it has a big parking lot, and the whole hotel is two stories outdoors. And it's all enclosed in. And there was just – bro, there was just people just high out of their minds. – And this woman next door was – she was high, and she was probably in her 50s, and she was butt naked. She comes into our room. We have the room door open waiting for this girl. This woman comes into the room, and she's like, "Hey, what are y'all doing?" Butt naked.
No way.
Titties flapping in the wind. Just
– give me an estimate on her weight.
Probably 2 bills. Like, not super fat, but just – she's just older, and it's gross, and she's completely naked top and bottom. She's high.
How do you dismiss a fat, high old lady?
I kind of let John Kelly do the talking again. I was just like, "Yo, it's." I was like, "Yo." She's like, "What are y'all doing?" I was like, "Oh, we're working on." She wanted us to see her naked. It was like very like overt that she like was aware that she was naked. It wasn't like she was just so gone that she was like, "Oh my God, what's going on?" Like she's
an exhibitionist.
She was wanting us to realize she was naked. And. And she was like, "What are y'all doing?" And John Kelly was like, "Oh, we're working on a little movie here." Goes, "Oh, is it a naked movie?"
No, naked lady.
And we're like, "No, not really. Not a naked lady. Not a naked movie." And she's like hanging around. It was so, bro. It was so awkward. It was so awkward. And finally, we had to like kick her out of the room. We're just like, "Sorry, man, but you have to go." And
how did you kick her out?
I did. I was like, "Ma'am, I'm sorry, but we're about to shoot right now. You just have to step out of the scene." and she's butt naked. And she's like, "Okay, well, if y'all need me, you just let me know. I'd love to be in it."
What?
It was very bad. I'm like grimacing. I'm like, it's making me feel uneasy talking about it. Like, it was super, it sounds funny like in retrospect, but just knowing that it was just me and John Kelly and we were surrounded by all these junkies. And yes, and then that exists and that takes place in the United States all the time. Oh my God. So
Barstool could have saved $150 if they had just known that this lady would be next door. You could have had her be in your production, and you would have saved a little bit on the bottom line. So the girl showed up after this?
I had to go back down to the car and get her, and she's like with the guy still, and she's like putting makeup on or whatever. I don't know. And so I was like, all right, she finally comes up. She's like, hey, how you doing? And so I explained the scene to her again. I was like, basically, this is what's going on.
Did the guy come up?
The guy didn't come up. Stayed in the car.
Dude, why would you ever think that this wasn't a prostitute?
Dude, because I think I can get sued if I say that she is.
Why? Sued? By who? Her fucking, by for Leroy?
I don't know. I don't know, man. Who knows? What if she's not? I don't know. How about this? All signs point to this woman being a prostitute. Every single freaking sign that you could ever imagine was there.
Yeah, because she was a prostitute. You went to a prostitute motel where fucking prostitutes they smell it. There are flies to the light and they just fucking come to the prostitute.
But the funniest
motel.
Thing was, it was like, I was like, John, we need to book this budget motel because it looks super like it's perfect scene. It's like exactly where you would end up if you were like a bender with like, and then like we got there, we're like, oh, this is actually it is for real life.
Also find out that John Kelly's dating the naked chick from next door now. He brought her home and married her.
Just further the story, like the scene doesn't take that long to shoot, but I told her, I was like, hey, we need you to, you know, whatever you sleep in. I was like, and you can cover up, it's nothing like that, but like, you know, whatever you sleep in.
I sleep naked.
That's what she said.
Did she really?
That's exactly what she said.
No way.
She goes, oh, well, I sleep naked.
Oh my God.
And I was like, that's really what she said? Yeah. I was like, oh, well, you know what? Probably just keep on like your bra and your pants. I was like, and honestly, it's just going to be from the top up. So if you want to keep your pants on, that's cool too. Like, just probably just like your bra.
So you're the most respectful you could have been. Y'all sure y'all don't want to fuck me?
I said, we shot the scene and everyone, you know, whatever. It was fine. It didn't take that long. We got out of there before we got killed or whatever. But I was talking to John Kelly later that night. I said, dude, do you think that she's just sitting there like with $150 in her hand, just like reevaluating her whole life? Like, what just happened to me? I just went somewhere and I just did a scene with all my clothes on and now I have $150.
She's going to, you know, her Instagram profile is going to be like, yeah, a paid actor. I'm out here working. I'm getting paid. You broke bitches are just out here hoeing. I'm actually getting movie jobs.
There she is. Congrats to her. It's my girl.
Yeah, she's not reevaluating shit. She just came up.
Can you imagine, though? Like, she's like, she gets back in the car and the guy's like, so how'd it go? She's like, I don't know. I think he paid me. She's like, oh, what? Did he like make you rub his feet or something weird? No.
What if she's like broken and she thinks that you're like rejecting her and she like gets out of the prostitute game now because like he didn't even want to touch me. He told me to keep my pants on. He paid me just to leave.
I was dying. So like, yo, Mobile, Alabama, budget in. I can't recommend it highly enough. 10 of 10 on Yelp.
So do you have her number or Leroy's? Can we get a follow-up with this chick?
She was texting from multiple numbers.
A burner?
She had multiple numbers she was contacting us from. Okay.
Once you guys agreed on a dollar amount?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Final ad for today's show. Make sure you're staying up to date with everything Barstool. That's Barstool Sports, where Ron and I work. You don't want to miss the latest in-office grudge or must-see video. Get everyone's hot take by going to the App Store and downloading the Barstool app today. My note on this ad read, we've kind of done notes on all the ad reads today, is that as corny as it might be to advertise, I don't know, not corny, I guess, to advertise Barstool inside of Barstool podcast, but I do consume Barstool every single day, almost all day, and I do it to that. So if you don't have the app, I would. You do too?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Yeah, I don't like ever get on
watch,
that.
Watch the videos through the app. I read everything every day. It's just easier to go through it.
Yeah, I don't do. I don't really ever get on the online portion. So if like you're one of these people out here and you're doing the podcast and you like Barstool, but you're not, you don't have the app. Like I would really highly recommend you just go to the App Store. It's a free app, very easy. So
also, we could probably, if you don't have space on your phone and shit, I could recommend some shit that you could delete off your phone. If that's taking up space, that the Barstool app could beat. You could health can go out the window. Home news, any of that shit, you could. Download the app and then delete the App Store if you need space. That's the only app that you're going to need. You're going to be fine once you have the Barstool app.
Keep
Garage
seamless.
Band.
Keep
seamless. Hang on to seamless.
And just a tip.
Yo, just a tip is going to be big, boy. I really think that is going to actually be a good idea. And I really think that we could zoom out and you could be worth nine figures in 10 years. If you ride this, just the tip.
They're gonna make a movie about it. It'd be like me and you talking on the podcast. We're gonna be played by some actors who haven't even been born yet. And we're just talking on a video screen podcast.
Yeah. Yo, well, I got this idea for this app. I met David Beckham's son yesterday. That was pretty funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah. I was going to smoke pot with David Beckham's son. That was going to be a big moment for my life and for you too, Ben, because you know you're a stoner too.
Wait,
my
so
guy.
What happened?
Nice.
We couldn't find him.
What do you mean you couldn't find him?
Like we looked around for him. He was like on set, but we just couldn't find him.
Did he tell you? He's like, "Yo, I'm trying to smoke some pot."
He said it to my friend Hollow the Don. They wanted to smoke pot, and Hollow was like, "Man, we got to find Brooklyn Beckham to smoke this pot."
Yo, can everybody who's listening to the show right now, all our award, not a, that's, what are our listeners called? The listeners who shall not be named, also the Coneheads. I think I like Coneheads better.
Yeah, but Ronan listeners who shall not be named. People,
the listeners shall not, who shall not be named.
Towards that.
Yes, you listeners who shall not be named, please, whatever you do, do not leak this story about David Beckham's son wanting to smoke pot to the Philadelphia Press. The
please.
Eagles blogs. We don't want the Eagles blogs to run this. So please,
Brooklyn Beckham and Carson Wentz blazing doobies.
Please also do not mention the fact that Carson Wentz is a huge weed head probably, and that he and David Beckham's son smoke weed on the reg. Do not, if you like this show, do not do that.
Please keep that under wraps. Keep that between us. Listeners who shall not be named.
Yo, Ben, how are we doing on time? Because I know we got other topics to cover, but I feel like it's kind of been a long show.
57 minutes.
Yeah, we kind of got to wrap up. Do you want to talk a little bit a second about, I know you got a situation at your house, so like maybe just to wrap it up, are you okay?
I was pooping the other day, and I looked over to my left, and there was something caught my eye, and there's a cockroach in my sink. And I fucking freaked out. It's the second cockroach I've seen. I didn't even want to go to a college in New York because I was convinced that there would be cockroaches. I thought that the city was overrun with cockroaches. I don't like cockroaches. I'm terrified by cockroaches. One just popped up on my fucking sink out of nowhere. And I got up, fucking tried to smash it with a shoe. I kind of got it. Like, I think a leg of it fell off, but it scurried into a hole in my sink. So I was not able to kill it. And I have been just walking around my house, literally holding a shoe in my hand, like it's a weapon. I feel like I'm a prisoner in my own home. Ooh. I feel battered at just thinking that there's going to be this fucking 2.5-inch cockroach fucking scuttling into my face anytime I shit. Yeah.
How big was it? 2.5 inches?
Ben just held up his fingers. Like 2.5 inches. He's looking at it. Hold up your fingers in front of your face because it's like... It's the 2.5 inches. It's big when you look at it. I fucking tried to slam it. I knocked the leg off. There's a cockroach walking around with fucking seven legs, and he's terrorizing
Jack,
me.
Jack, is he lunking on you?
He definitely is. I'm his bitch right now. He's fucking walking around cock of the roost.
Yeah, it's a cock measuring contest at your house. I have a question for you. Unfortunately, I had cockroaches before in college. When I first moved into my apartment, I had cockroaches and I had a problem. We got them terminated, so I have a little bit of knowledge about it. You're okay as long as he's big.
as long as he's big?
Yeah, but you need to kill that guy fast, and you need to make sure you go get...
Dude, I'm getting so uneasy sitting here. I'm like,
whatever, yo, go to the store and get anything you can, cockroach traps. That's what, honestly what did it for me is there's these little... they look like little houses that they can just crawl into, and then they like eat the stuff in the house, and then it's like poison, and then they just die somewhere else. But at least you're killing them, and they'll feed it. The reason why they don't kill them immediately because they'll feed it to like their if there's other cockroaches, like the big ones will, the hunters and gatherers will fucking feed it to the other ones. But you want to do this as soon as possible because Roan, the second you see a little cockroach,
move.
You're in trouble, buddy.
Dude, I thought I was. Gonna, I thought about moving.
Babies.
I thought about just
millions
coming back
of babies.
Home. No, don't fuck with me, man. That's fucked up. Don't say that shit, man. This I seriously have been. I the other night I was walking through my apartment without my contacts on, and I got in a Mexican standoff with a bottle cap because I thought it was a cockroach. I was paralyzed with fear, and I thought it was staring at me, and I was staring at it, and it was just a bottle cap on the ground. It was terrifying. I'm not a fan of cockroaches.
German roaches, which is like the common cockroach, are among the fastest reproducing.
I don't know if I want
to
talk about this.
Adult females can produce from 4 to 8 egg capsules in their lifetime. Each capsule contains 30 to 48 eggs. The eggs usually take 20 days to hatch. So you're looking at, if I'm doing my math correctly, you're looking at hundreds of cockroaches per girl that's there. In the next 20
I think
days.
I'm going to move, man.
No,
I think
just
I
kill them
move.
Now, man. If they just got there,
I
you can't.
See, I don't see
one.
Them. I don't know where they are. They're hiding in the fucking.
No, but they'll come
they
out.
They have
they'll,
me jittery. I'm
you,
flinching.
You're going to put the pods out, the little poison houses, and then they're going to eat it, and they're going to take it back. They're going to kill everybody. They're going to kill themselves. It's going to be like the drugs of like the 80s when everyone was passing out drugs and killing themselves. It's going to be exactly.
I don't know
like
how
that.
They're infiltrating. Oh my
no,
god!
No, you put them, bro. You just put them in the corners. Put them in the corners of doors. There's a scent. They'll be attracted to it. It's just like a cheese trap for a mouse. I'm telling you, it worked. I exterminated the.
I'm just not
going to
stand on the floor. I'm just going to play the floor's lava and just not experience the ground. But they fucking they were on the sink too. They just crawled into the sink. Oh man, it's bad. I shouldn't have talked about this. It put me in a weird space mentally, man. I really am. I saw a light flashing outside the corner of my eye, and I'm flinching right now. It's not good, man.
Can I tell you like the one thing that bothered me about the most when I had it?
What?
Was like during the daytime, you're pretty set on like floors, lava, not touching it, not touching cockroaches. I'm a little freaked out, but I'm not touching cockroaches. You know, it's all bets off when you go to sleep. You don't know what they're doing.
Oh, I know, bro.
Crawling over your skin.
When the sun goes down, it's just the fucking scariest thing ever.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
It's fucking. Oh man, it's tough out here, bro. I want to come back.
Yeah,
I want to come back to New York.
Looking forward to you coming back, Roan. Looking forward to you coming back. What day is that? May 3rd. It's gonna be a Cinco de Trace.
Yeah, that
no,
sounds amazing.
No. Trace de Mayo.
Trace de Mayo. Cinco
it's
de Trace.
A big day for Young and Happy. We're gonna be releasing merch. We're gonna be releasing videos. Podcast.
We should get a smoke machine. We should get a hazer for when
I know a guy who starts riots. I know a guy who starts riots. We can give him a start
yes.
a riot. Yeah.
Can we start an in-office riot or something like that? Yeah. I feel like I'm going to be coming in for the first time. I feel like it's going to be new. I'm going to be very
things
very
have changed.
Shy.
Things have
yeah,
changed.
Things have definitely changed. There's a new dynamic. My desk is no longer my desk.
I moved downstairs, but
you moved downstairs?
I kind of like working down there more. It's just quieter.
You're a downstairs boy now, so who has your desk now?
Me. I got both. I just didn't really... I didn't sell it. I just kind of expanded my areas. But, yo, we got to go. This podcast's running long.
All right, cool. See you guys next time.
Keep it real. We'll talk to you. We'll be out there. Roan's rap battle, defending his 2-time title as the King of the Dot world champion. World champion. I repeat myself. April the 15th, Toronto. Can people watch? I know that this is kind of a free plug, but it's for you. So, like, where can people watch?
KOTDTV.
Is it free or they got to?
You have to pay for it.
How much?
Probably $30, but it's like 2 days of entertainment for like fucking 16 hours. It's insane.
I would pay to watch just yours. All right. Let's Young and Happy, guys. Please don't forget to subscribe. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, please do that. If you do like it and you are subscribed, tell a friend. And, you know, support our sponsors, and we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Peace.
Hey, you should try to talk to me.
Billboard.
You should try to walk with me. I could change your life forever, ever. You should try to walk to me. Hello. You should try to talk to me. Hello. You should try to tell me what it means like me. And you should try to love on me. Bumble clock girl, I'ma make it alright. I seen her walk past and it caught my eye. That ass so super far, to my. Everybody out of her life, he oh so nice. You the best thing of our times, best thing of our times. You the best thing of our nights, the best thing in our skies. You the best thing on our flight, you the best thing on a flight. I'ma take you off of that red flight, put you on a private flight, yeah. You the best thing in my life right now. You the best thing in the sky right now. You the best thing riding by right now. You the best thing on it be right now. You the best thing that I seen this year. Looking like a rose, pussy tight on these hoes. The Benz wagon, she's cold. Big tires, she rolls. I take her far as she can go. Worth a black card on the low. Whoa, call it perfect for the winning service. High blow with no threats. She was retail living, and that she detail living. Take a walk in a park, and I'm like, it don't matter. Sipping all them nigga juice. Fly paints out for Cali. Make me use your wild loud, baby, you should back out. I see the pockets full of raw bars, but you raw dog, yeah. I see the mates in the ghetto, and they blind out my door. Smoking on till one, us in the back out with no dough. You the best thing of all times, best thing of all times. You the best thing of all nights, the best thing in all skies. You the best thing on a flight, you the best thing on a flight. I'ma take you off of that regular flight, put you on a private flight, yeah. You the best thing in my life right now. Best thing in the sky right now. You the best thing riding by right now. You the best thing on it be right now. You the best thing in the night, yeah. You the best thing in the day, yeah. You the best thing when you slay, yeah. You the best thing when you sleep, yeah. Wild card with the 10 cars and the garage and the bed now. Wi-Fi, nigga, rock out, nigga, rock hard till you're dead now. Wait, I heard you want some bread now. Hey, wanna be young and rich, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, make a band, do a dance, call it ragtop. Hey, I just heard about it getting shaken. They better let him out of jail. Gonna be a homie here, bitch. They gon' fuck him up for real. I'm a big dog, fuck a bet. Put the foes on, she fails. I was taking that, popping pills. Z06 white wheels. Baby girl, ride with your man. I'ma take a ride with the wheel. I just want a wife in Brazil. Save a nigga life by the bill. 305, take the heat. I'ma rip any beat. I'ma do a rhyme with a sheet. It's about the time you can see. You should try to walk to me. You should try to talk to me. You should try to tell your life with a nigga like me. And you should try to love on me. Bumble clock girl, I'ma make it alright. I seen her walk past and it caught my eye. That ass so super far, to my. Everybody out of her life, he oh so nice. You the best thing of all times, best thing of all times. You the best thing of all nights, the best thing in all skies. You the best thing on a flight, you the best thing on a flight. I'ma take you off of that red flight, put you on a private flight, yeah. You the best thing in my life right now. You the best thing in the sky right now. You the best thing riding by right now. You the best thing on it be right now.
Mitch LaFon here. Please check out my new podcast, Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon, every Monday on the Jericho Network here at Podcast One. I'll be talking to all the biggest names in rock, including Andy Summers from The Police, Poison, Night Ranger, Loverboy, and a lot more. Download new episodes each Monday via PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or simply subscribe via iTunes.